Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, Freakos. Welcome. So happy that you're going to be here with us today. We're going to yap, and we want you to reach out to us on the Matt Harris and Ramona Holloway socials or the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Producer Liz is here, and we'd love you to share this and rate it, and you'd be our friend because of that.
I have a question to ask you about parties.
Party.
I'm pretty sure my neighbor Janie is going to have people over for the Super Bowl. She usually does. And she is one of those entertainers who goes the extra mile. Like, she's the person who's got, like, cheese balls in the shape of a football at her Super Bowl party. She is baked something that looks like, you know, a goalpost. I mean, it's all just so extraordinary each and every time. But I have not been invited.
Well,
tough
luck.
Would it be
no matter where you're going with this?
If I
invited yourself,
No. Not inviting myself. Liz, will you pretend to be Janie in this situation?
Yes, I am Janie in this situation.
Okay, so I'm calling you. Hey, Janie, how you doing?
Hey, Ramona, I'm great. How are you?
Good. So, you doing anything for the Super Bowl this year?
I'm having a few people over.
Oh, I was looking for a place to go.
No, oh, no. There's where you messed up. There we went too far.
Yeah, no, you are
okay,
so
okay,
good
how about
at this,
this,
but no.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'll probably try to find, you know, some place to go.
No,
don't guilt her into an invitation.
Well, those are my only two go-tos.
You can't. You said no. Just
straight up and guilt. Like, how else do I get over there?
You just say no.
Pretend to drop by during the game, and when they invite me in, sit down and eat. Like my mother told me to never do. Like, I was raised, like, first of all, you just don't drop in. Second of all, when you go over there, you better not ask for food. And if they offer you
food,
you better turn it down.
Oh, whoa.
Some people want you to take their food.
I know, but not according to the way I was raised. You do not.
Well, listen, you're screwed.
I'm screwed?
I mean, as far as all you can do is, the most you can do is say whatever you just said as your opener, but you don't have to say anything afterward. When she says that you're having a party, you just you move on. She's either going to say invite you or not. So you don't have to. Once you say something after that, it ruins the whole thing. Now you're
just
begging.
What do you mean it ruins it?
Well, you're begging now.
Okay.
Okay, well, then just straight up beg.
All right. I guess my thing would be preempt her with instead of asking what she's doing this weekend, just be like, may I come to your Super Bowl party?
Yes, if you're going to do it at this
right
point.
In.
At this point.
You are so diplomatic and wonderful. Like, this
what
is
if
such
we called this podcast, like, Ramona wants to go to Janie's house to watch the Super Bowl, and I posted on her page on Facebook.
That's what I knew you were doing. I'm no dummy. I was about to say it. I knew exactly why you were doing it. I knew exactly.
Is it obvious?
It's so obvious.
Is it obvious?
I knew right away.
I don't
away.
Feel like it was obvious.
Are you using your platform to manipulate Janie?
Yes,
I knew
am,
it.
If I'm honest,
I knew this minute you brought it up. I'm like, I was ready to pop it on you, but brought it on yourself. The minute you started, I'm like, I was going to say, I was waiting for the right moment to say, I know why you're doing this. You're doing this so she will hear this
and feel bad
you.
For me.
Yeah.
Or anybody else
so
in
then
America.
The people at her church are like, I hope you invited Ramona over.
Janie, if you're listening, I love
you. You know, she used to watch with her mom before her mom passed.
Yeah.
See a little guilt that I added in there?
The guilt.
I know. I can't help it. I was raised with it. I do guilt really, really well.
Just guilt bombing everywhere.
Just do it. I mean, I don't think you have to do anything, but hey, are you guys having a party? Because I'd like to come.
Okay.
I mean, you might as well be straight up about it.
Okay.
But I think you're going to actually, I'm sure you will post. You'll want this to be titled "Ramona Wants to Go to Janie's and Janie Won't Invite Her." Podcast episode. And
what would Jesus do at his Super Bowl party?
What would Janie do?
Well, you know what Jesus did? He made the big mistake of John the Baptist was like, "Hey, you guys having a supper?"
No.
And he was like, "Oh, geez, John.
Blasphemer.
Okay, John.
No.
All right."
By the way, yeah. Matt Harris, I'm not even joking, is a Sunday school dropout.
Right. Well, that's what happened. He's like, "Guys having a supper over there?" And he's like,
"The last one?"
Yeah, he's like, "Well, I don't know if it's going to be the last one, but I'll call it that." And, like, you having those things shaped like a cross,
no.
Like this cookie shaped like a cross or something?
I rebuke your retelling of this story. So I rebuke
like,
it.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know what rebuke
then
means?
Then he hung up and he was like, "Hey,
rebuke means stop it." He said,
"You guys won't believe this. Who just called? Inviting themselves to the supper." We warned you about that guy. I mean, he's a little creepy. You know, he might.
Maybe he might have come and warned somebody, okay?
Yeah. So that's how that went down. And so if Janie knows that story, she's not going to invite you because John invited
she
himself.
She knows the real story.
That's close enough.
That's dropout version.
Like, yeah, right.
The wrong Cliff's Notes.
Yeah. Open the carrier pigeon note. Like, hey.
Cliff Bar Notes.
You guys having a dinner? Yeah. How many people are there?
He was that kid in the youth group.
He still is.
The other parents were glad he was there, but they were kind of hoping you'd be a good influence on him.
Like, steer their kids away.
Yeah, no, it's true. Jesus, like,
I don't know if we need to be going over to Billy's house.
No. Jesus is like, "You know, we only have 12 place settings." John's like, "Well, you know, I'll bring my own. I'm not picky."
Anyway, so you're going to ask
Janie. I was
going
to bring something.
See?
Okay, you don't go empty-handed.
Yeah, I'm definitely right. Bringing something. And it had to be something that
you can't bring something
I didn't
you're not
make
invited.
Make because Janie knows I don't make anything good.
Oh.
So I came up with my own delicacy, which is Old Bay boiled peanuts.
So what you're doing is you're planning on going, even though you haven't been invited. You've gone so far as to actually plan what you're bringing, plan what you're wearing, and you're not invited.
I haven't told you what I'm wearing yet.
But I'm sure you know.
I'm still narrowing
you're
it down.
Like, I've got like 5-6 days to get invited, but you're way ahead of it. So you know you will be, so you might as well just cut to the chase. And just.
I'm ashamed now. I'm really ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. Just dive right in.
I'm sure your invitation was coming.
Right, sure.
Got lost in the mail.
Across the street.
Across the street. Yeah.
Postman couldn't walk it from the house number ending in 9 to the house
or she
ending
couldn't.
In 11.
Janie couldn't. Janie couldn't just walk across the street. Even if
she's down the street, thank you very much.
And she's talked to you.
GPS.
And she's talked to you a bunch of times over the last week and then brought it up. That's okay.
Oh.
Just press your nose against the window.
Like, breathe on it and draw a heart.
Draw a heart.
Just happened to be out strolling the neighborhood
with
in my
boiled peanuts.
Carrying,
Super Bowl gear.
Carrying food. Carrying an appetizer.
Already riding over hood with a cape and some boiled peanuts.
Why am I roaming the streets with this crock pot full of boiled peanuts? Well, turns out
she shows up with an air fryer.
I would say you just call her and like, "Hey, I want to make sure everything's all right. There's a lot of cars in your driveway. I'm afraid. I didn't even think you were home. I just want to make sure you're safe."
You know what?
Her daughter would crack up if I showed up and said, "Hey, you know, I noticed a lot of cars. Just checking to make sure everything's okay." Her daughter would crack up.
Yeah.
Right on next door.
Because her daughter is always making fun of her for inserting herself.
Yeah. You'd ring the doorbell, they'd all dive on the ground.
I
turn the lights off.
On next door.
Like, turn the TV down. It's Ramona. Yeah.
And then she quick puts a bath.
Act like we all went for a walk.
Then she puts on a bathrobe. What are you doing here? What I'm saying? I've come out, but I got COVID.
She's got a football shaped cookie in her hand, though.
Like crumbs, football shaped crumbs falling across her nightgown.
Oh.
Yeah. Ramona's on in the background.
Yeah, you got to go. Ramona wants to get there before halftime.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss that.
I want to be there at kickoff.
Right. I think this should do it.
Okay.
This should do it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Pity invite coming soon. I don't think.
How else do you get pity invites? I mean, come on.
You got to get them through pity. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need pity invites. I don't want, you know. That seems like a like I want to watch the game.
You're too this game. You have too much riding on it.
Yes.
Too much feeling. Too much of your soul is invested in this game to watch it with regular people.
That is true.
You will ruin their experience.
No.
I used to be because a person
like me who wants to see the ads and who's talking about the commercials during the actual action, you know, you're mad at me and then, yeah, I don't need that.
You don't need to watch.
You're that person?
No.
Mad at me?
I'm Matt, yes.
Yeah.
So I used to wind up in the basement with all the guys watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And all the women would be upstairs, like, you know, chatting and eating and watching the commercials. And I'm way too serious and way too much of a sports a-hole that it's gotten to a point where I just have to watch it.
I want to discuss the commercials. Like, is that the best?
But here's the thing about the commercials. You see them.
Which, by the way, no Clydesdales this year.
I mean, you see the commercials. They used to be had to wait for Super Bowl Sunday.
But we watched together. We watched together.
We watched the game together.
That's it's a part of the Super Bowl Sunday community.
I don't mind, honestly, watching the commercials. Everybody watching commercials. I don't. I think
I
it's
do. Just as
I
long
do.
As
it
doesn't bother
just
me.
Just as long as we don't discuss them during the action.
Oh, yes.
In a way that is
makes
it hard for you to hear the action.
Right. You can do anything during the commercial break. I don't care. It's fun to watch the commercials. I'll give you that.
But don't be doing your football analyzing while I'm trying to watch the commercials.
See, that's where you're
wrong. That's the collision.
It goes both ways then.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. Don't hush me or overpower the commercials.
Right. Nah, you're going to get shushed if you get invited to a party.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
We're going to hear a little tale about Ramona's ugly toe in a second. But first, we want to tell you that you should rate and subscribe and follow the podcast and share the episode and reach out to us through the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. You went shoe shopping and Ramona goes shoe shopping. Things go sideways like her
toe. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare because it's well known by everyone in my life that I have really ugly feet.
Yeah.
Like, just hideous.
You tell everybody.
In fact, well,
really ugly feet is ugly too.
When sandal season is here, you see for yourself. And I'm not one of those people who's going to hide them because they're hideous. I'm just not. So, a couple of years ago, well, actually many years ago, we had an ugly feet contest one summer. And my foot was used as the advertisement for this particular contest. People tried to vote for me and I wasn't even in it. Okay? They tried to vote for me.
That's true.
Like, I will vote for that one on the cover. No, it's not even in the contest. So when I go out shoe shopping with people I've never been shopping with before, I warn them about my, specifically my ugly toe. Like, I warn them, like, hey, this is not going to be pretty. And it doesn't matter where I am or who I'm with, they're still going to ask about it. Like, oh my God, what happened to your toe? I told you, it's ugly. No, what happened to it? It is ugly.
From birth.
Right, it's ugly. I don't have pretty feet. You take someone who didn't have pretty feet from birth, and you add in some dancing lessons, and, you know, and really bad high heels, and this is what you have, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how it looks. Don't ask questions. I already told you.
They want questions.
Well, she's like, my friend Karen. Well, I just wanted to know because that one, like, it looks like it had been recently injured.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well.
I told you before I took my shoe off, it's ugly.
Right.
It just looks, listen, it hasn't been recently injured. Nobody stepped on my foot while I was playing basketball. It's just ugly. No, it's not broken.
Yep, well.
It's not scuffed up. It's ugly.
People want to know if there's a story, though. If you just say it's ugly,
so
ugly
yesterday,
and injured.
So yesterday, I'm shopping for shoes to wear with my gown to the Heartball.
Yeah.
And a total stranger is like, ooh, what's your toe doing in that one? The one next to your big toe. And I'm like, oh, it obviously doesn't like these shoes. And she was like, well, you know, if you don't mind people seeing it. Ma'am, well, I let my toes make a lot of shoe decisions for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
thank you very much for your input.
She's saying that she's proud of you for allowing you to put that ugly toe out there.
What she did after my response to her, I think she realized that what she said was kind of, I don't know, mean toward my ugly toe. So she said, you know what? If you're there with people who love you, they won't care.
No.
I said thanks.
Yeah, but they will a little bit.
Here, Matt and Ramona mornings wherever you go. Charlotte's best mix plays on your smart device at mix1079.com and always on your radio. It's Mix 107.9.